AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Dr. Ben Carson lashed out against the media tonight in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, after Politico questioned the veracity of his story about an offer of a full scholarship from West Point, a story Carson included in his autobiography. Carson said he's not surprised that the media and his opponents are trying to dig up some dirt on him.
There's got to be a scandal. There's got to be some nurse he's having an affair with. There's got to be something. They are getting desperate. So next week, it'll be my kindergarten teacher who said I peed in my pants. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Later, at a scholarship dinner, Dr. Carson said people who want to fundamentally change America are trying to pit us against each other.
They strongly emphasize you're a Democrat or you're a Republican, and never the twain shall meet them. But the fact of the matter is, what we have to start thinking about the fact is we are Americans.
GOP presidential hopeful Carly Fiorina, who says she has thick skin, clashed today on The View with co-host Whoopi Goldberg, who has made some negative comments about Fiorina's face.
How will you get a thicker skin to accept some of the humorous things that will be said about you?
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, if you meant your comment about my face being demented in a Halloween mask as humorous, so be it. I guess you misinterpreted Donald Trump's comments about my face and thought those weren't humorous.
No.
A Central Kentucky police officer died early today, 2 days after he was ambushed and shot in the head while searching an apartment for a robbery suspect. A former aide to Russian President Putin, who helped found the English-language news service Russia Today, was found dead today in an upscale Washington hotel room. He may have died of a heart attack. This is AP Radio News. The first in the South Democratic Candidates Forum on MSNBC tonight in Rock Hill, South Carolina, featured frontrunner Hillary Rodham Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley.
For me, this is about how do we have a new deal? How do we begin to give everybody more chances? I want to be the president for the struggling, the striving, and the successful.
In individual interviews with host Rachel Maddow, both Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley cast themselves as the party's liberal standard bearers, questioning Clinton's commitment to the causes Democrats hold dear. Though careful never to mention Clinton by name, Sanders wasted little time drawing a sharp contrast with her on everything from campaign finance reform to foreign affairs. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.